Thank you. You know, I'm going to go off script a little bit for my prepared questions. Sally brought up something regarding factions on council. Sally brought up an item related to factions on council. If you were to become mayor, how would you manage that environment of these factions?
It's about building bridges, and one of the things that I've learned in my background, and I have a lot of experience in the business world and in the nonprofit sector as well, and it is incumbent upon any leader to know how to build those bridges, to listen, to achieve consensus when there is disagreement, and to find common ground. And that's something that makes successful business leaders successful, and in the nonprofit world as well, especially when funding priorities are constrained. So I think it's important for the next mayor to, and I personally have not been aligned with either faction. People who know me, I research the issues, I look at both sides, I sometimes meet with the opposition in order to understand where everybody's perspectives are coming from, and then to try to find the common ground. So again, I'm not in the sort of pro-downtown, pro-neighborhood factions. I vote for what I think is best for all of Ann Arbor, and I think my voting record suggests that.
Thank you. Christopher.
In order to improve relations on council, I think you need to just extend an open hand to everyone without regard to perceived faction. It's been my practice on council, particularly as I'm running for mayor, for example, I'll get a constituent question from someone in the 4th Ward or someone in the 5th Ward. I'm on their doorstep. I'm going to help them take care of their problems. So I'm going to work with staff on it by identifying the issue to staff. But it is always my practice to make sure that I CC for visibility the current existing council members so that council member, without regard to perceived alliance, can build a relationship with the constituent and help work on the problem. I see this as noting that we're all in this together and working towards common goals. It's also my practice when drafting a resolution, whether it's a feel-good resolution or whether it's a resolution that's more contested, I do what I can to open up that resolution for co-sponsorship without regard to, again, perceived faction. This way, I think it helps folks know that, like I said, we're all in this together. We're trying to work for common goals. If this is something that you agree with and like to work with me on, I'd be delighted to work on it with you. I think with that open hand moving forward, that the perceived differences can be diminished.
Thank you. Same question to Sabra regarding factions developing on council. If you were to become mayor, how would you manage those relationships?
We're Democrats. And the funny thing about Democrats, in my experience, is that we always break up into factions. It doesn't bother me at all that we have factions, but I'm really resistant to joining one. It's important that as we work together that we look at each other's strengths and build on those strengths rather than attack each other's weaknesses. It's very easy in politics to see the other elected officials as your potential rivals. It's a very bad move when it comes to making policy. As mayor, I will continue to do what I have done. Work with each and every member of council. Talk with each person. And listen to the community as a whole. And make my own decisions.
Thank you. Stephen, same question to you. How would you manage the factions on council if you were to become mayor?
Well, I think as I started out with the opening statement, I have the support of 4 other council members. Not because we vote as a faction, but because they have the trust that when I tell them something that I'm going to do or that I want to do, they believe me because I do it, okay? We work together. Trust is the most important thing as a politician because you have to have the trust of the voter, but you also have to have the trust of your colleagues on council. We're not a social group. We don't meet outside of council to develop our relationships. We show up at our council meetings to vote on agenda items. And as part of that, we have to have the trust, knowing that we are working together. I think everybody knows that none of my emails that have been FOIA'd have been published disparaging other colleagues on council. That I have worked to make sure that I'm very open and transparent. I don't work to work on something and then pop it on the table after it's been told to the city attorney's office to not communicate to other council members. It has to be open and transparent, and that's where I will lead the effort as mayor, as I have done as a council member.
A little follow-up there. So, begs the question, is Is there a trust issue between some of the folks that are supporting you and the folks that aren't?
Are you talking about me?
Yeah. You brought up trust. You stressed it a few
yes.
times. So is there a trust issue right now?
There is a trust issue between me and my opponents here on the table. I think that is very clear.
Okay.
I'm the only one that is not striving to have the support of John Heap's supporters. So, and I think that's the big difference when we go into this election. That there's a huge issue of political culture that needs to change in Ann Arbor, one that needs to build back that trust. You have to remember the political culture was about isolating those that opposed John Heapjaw. The idea that, remember, I'm the most experienced politician because I've had the most primary campaigns because I've always had an opponent supported by John Heapjaw's supporters. And I think that's the big difference that we have going into this mayoral campaign.
John who?
our current mayor, John Heapjaw.